Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest.
You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
The Monica Matthews Show. Matthew Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Life, love, and liberty. Charlie Daniels, man after my own heart, fellow musician, music mogul, pioneer, patriot extraordinaire, is dead as of today. He marks the third death today, coming out of the Hollywood family, if you will. I dare align him with anything of Hollywood. A born entertainer, musician, lover of America. One of his final tweets was looking out over the horizon, encouraging people on the 4th of July, looking at the myriad of fireworks going off across the country, that you can take down our statues, you can march in the streets and burn down buildings, but eventually patriots will rise up and take their city back and their states back. One governor who has decided that he's had enough of this, and dare I say, I believe that this is probably provoked by the president's rhetoric, that he will step in where municipal and state officials refuse to do so, with regard to the uptick, over 200% uptick in violence, murder rates here in my city, in the city of Atlanta. I don't think our mayor here was kidding when she said that she was a sister, along with the mayor of Baltimore, Detroit. There's a sisterhood, there's a coven, there's a covenant between black female Democrat mayors. There's also something known as black girl magic that my mayor referred to on the night of her inauguration. Things that for the most part, most people have just simply allowed to be a cultural phenomenon, especially if you're not black. It's something that you have been conditioned to believe that you really don't have a say-so or permission to give any thought to it. I, on the other hand, do not subscribe to that. I'm very curious about the meanings of things and the agreements that our local leaders make with spiritual entities as well as earthly entities. Black girl magic is nothing short of a coven, as far as I am concerned. It is the same coven as your Black Lives Matter manifesto. BlackLivesMatter.com, you can read it for yourself. But our city has been riddled. Again, I live in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. We have been riddled with crime, primarily in the neighborhood of the Wendy's that was burned to the ground, where Rayshard Brooks was killed by police officer Rolf, who is now out on $500,000 bail with an ankle monitor, bond rather, with an ankle monitor. There have been several murders there in the front of the Wendy's. There was a complete hostile takeover of the entire area just a few weeks ago by individuals armed with everything from AR-15s to what appeared to be semi-automatic rifles of other persuasions, taking over the streets and denying whites entrance, pummeling white people in their cars, destroying their cars as they attempted to drive through this black-only area of town, where they continued to shoot each other, along with an 8-year-old young girl who was killed over the weekend. Also another murder last night in that same location. I guess the governor had enough and took the president seriously when the president said, either you all get it together or I will. So the governor's office released a declaration of emergency. Over 1,000 troops, or up to 1,000 troops, will be deployed to protect Georgians. He says, following weeks of dramatically increased violent crime and property destruction in the city of Atlanta, the July 4th weekend saw over 30 Georgians wounded by gunfire, including 5 confirmed dead. Governor Kemp, on this day, declares a state of emergency across Georgia, authorizes the activation of as many as 1,000 Georgia National Guard troops. He says, peaceful protests were hijacked by criminals with a dangerous, destructive agenda. Now innocent Georgians are being targeted, shot, and left for dead. This lawlessness must be stopped and order restored in our capital city. I've declared a state of emergency and called up the Georgia Guard because the safety of our citizens comes first. This measure will allow troops to protect state property and dispatch state law enforcement officers to patrol our streets. Enough with the tough talk. We must protect the lives and livelihoods of all Georgians. End quote. In case you're wondering where they will be stationed, the Georgia Guard will provide support at state buildings, including the Georgia State Capitol, Georgia Department of Public Safety Headquarters, and the Governor's Mansion. This aid will allow state law enforcement personnel to increase patrols on roadways and throughout communities, especially those in the city of Atlanta. Why are state law enforcement personnel called up to do the work of our Atlanta Police Department? Because our Atlanta Police Department is on the verge of becoming defunded. The morale is so low that no one wants to work for the city of Atlanta Police Department. Since the beginning of these, quote, quasi-peaceful protests, since Officer Rolfe was basically indicted on live television by our grand jury of one, District Attorney Paul Howard, who himself is under federal investigation, fired by the mayor, who too should honestly be under federal investigation and actually is under investigation for misappropriation of multiple funds. So these two decide to completely bypass due process and essentially convict Officer Rolfe by the public square on live television. And APD officers said, we've had enough. We had a blue flu. We had over 75 law enforcement officers turn in their badges. And that doesn't mean the flu. They've quit, walked away from pensions, walked away from their jobs. They're done. There's no support. There's no morale. There's tough talk. The administration of our mayor is also governed by criminal gang-friendly elements. She is aware of this, as is our local law enforcement, along with our state law enforcement and federal law enforcement. A convicted felon is in the ear of our, and sits on the transition team of our mayor. So when you look to why did it take so long, our mayor is also being vetted and on the short list for vice president to run alongside of Joe Biden. I am so done with all of this that I don't have a snarky bone in my body left. It is wreaking havoc on my own family. It is wreaking havoc in my city and my state and my nation. The Black Lives Matter accusation that is birthed in the loins of hell and now manifesting for the entire world to see. This has been a frog boil of epic proportion. This has been solely, as far as I'm concerned, resides at the feet of white men and women who have been positively mortified and petrified to say anything about exercising law and justice because of skin color, because of the fear of not resonating with those who don't look like them, because they have listened to campaign advisors and consultants who charge an exorbitant amount of money, who are white, and those who are black, who pretend to be white in order to get along, whatever that means, in order to get along with the Republican industrial complex, the political industrial complex, because that's what it is. And that is why you see your cities burning, because we have forgotten that we are all human beings, regardless of our skin color. And law is colorblind and should be colorblind. But we're afraid of each other. And our leaders are afraid of their constituencies. And they listen to the wrong advisors. And that's why you see happening what's happening. Why does the Georgia State Patrol need to patrol our city streets? Because I live on the main vein of my city, on a state route. I live on a state road. I listen to drag racing. I listen to motorcycles dragging down my street to the tune of 140 miles per hour just about every single night. And you know why they do that? Because they can. Because the mayor defanged our police department for the past 3 years. They have been slowly but surely compromised. They cannot function in pursuit of exercising and protecting the law for law-abiding citizens. We do not have protection in this city. You are no longer allowed to pursue criminals in a car. It is against police policy in this city to do so. So when people race down our roadways and they drag race in the middle of our interstates and they take over our main thoroughfares here in the city of Atlanta and doing donuts and holding people at gunpoint and terrorizing otherwise law-abiding citizens in the middle of the night as if we lived in Mad Max, as if we lived in the Wild West, it is because our current administration in the city has actively pursued the dismantling of law and order in our city. It is impossible to deny that fact, because that is exactly what has occurred. So while I am grateful that our governor finally yielded to the calls and the cries and the pleas of Georgians who are absolutely tired of this, I'm going to give Donald Trump entire credit for the fact that our governor finally made a move. Because without his call to action, without his threat to do it himself, we would still be tweeting to our governor to please do something. Please step up and do something. Also, in other news this weekend, Stone Mountain, Georgia, where I spent nearly every weekend of my young adult life in my teens, cruising around the mountain until they made it impossible to do so because they put a median in the middle of the road and just didn't make it cool and fun to wink at each other and, you know, show a little cleavage on the backs of convertibles and hoping for a phone number or a page or a date or a future boyfriend. The cops came in and just made it not so much fun. Well, that while they were concerned about teenagers cruising around the mountain, creating congestion and hours of delayed traffic and craziness, right? Nothing illegal, nothing threatening, nothing nuts, nothing of the terror persuasion, unless you consider big-chested 17-year-olds sitting on the backs of convertibles, terror. But this weekend, the DeKalb County Police Department actually escorted armed militia terrorists, domestic terrorists, and I don't say that hyperbolically. I say it because that is exactly what I've witnessed on more than 10 videos that were shared to my account. I will not even give them justice by giving you their acronym, because the name matter. Names matter. I wish we taught our children that. But names matter. Acronyms matter. They are politicized. They are used to terrorize. They are used to marginalize. And they are definitely used to monetize. So there's a group of really angry blacks who gathered in Stone Mountain Park to basically say, hey, rednecks, and those were their grand master, nevertheless. That is his title, a black man, a very angry, angry, disenfranchised black man, filled with rage, considers himself the grand master, his quote, of this militia that has clearly been training for quite some time, armed with semi-automatic rifles on their chests. He's walking through the park and engaging people in their cars, cussing at them, waving his rifle in front of his chest, although never pointing it at anyone. He was very clear with his instruction to his militiamen and women to abide within the confines of the law. So here we are using our laws, but to terrorize people, innocent people with kids in their cars out for a 4th of July weekend stroll at Stone Mountain. And who escorted them through the park? Who allowed them to assemble en masse? This wasn't just a few folks getting together at a pavilion to, you know, speak from a loudspeaker, from a megaphone. This was, we are shutting down the traffic in the park for our voices to be heard in a very threatening manner. That happened at Stone Mountain Park this weekend. Calling the, quote, rednecks to come down from the hills to quit talking, merely talking about taking out black people, but to actually meet them in Stone Mountain and to basically bring it on. It was a call to action. It was a call to battle. It was a call that they've heard enough of the KKK and white supremacists talking smack, talking trash about how they're going to do this and do that. This gentleman also, I use that lightly, also wants land reparations to be paid to his organization in the way of Texas or any other state that we as American citizens choose to simply allow to secede from America. Seems the last time we allowed for that to attempt to happen. We created a civil war over that. So I don't think that's going to be in the cards, but you never know these days. Or he offered for us, those of my ilk and skin color, to pay for him and his militia to simply go to another country. I vote for choice B. That's easy. I'm not sure if he's aware that our black brothers and sisters in Libya could use some help around right now, because slavery is a number one industry in Libya. It is disgusting. It is abhorrent. It is evil. It is wicked. So they could use the help of a militia who's pro-black people. I mean, this is the confusion and the rebellion and the utter chaos that we live in. And you are going to have to start calling upon your leaders and demanding that they stand. You're going to have to do that. Please wake from your slumber. And if you know for others or about others around you who are slumbering around this, who believe in white guilt, who subscribe to these lies, abject lies of who we are as created beings, please write their names down on your prayer lists and lift them up. Storm the gates of heaven on their behalf. I had to pay almost $400 for private security in my own neighborhood this weekend because apparently the thousands of dollars that I pay toward my taxes for protection and law and order in my city limits in the city of Atlanta are of ill effect. I pay that for one night to be able to lay my head down on my pillow and go to sleep. Not to mention, as we've seen happen with the McCloskey family, we've seen happen with the white couple who was harassed coming out of a restaurant, who ultimately felt like she was threatened and pulled her gun on a black mother and daughter, who, if you watch the video from beginning to end, you will see very clearly who instigated and who was defending their own space, including their person, who was defending their own safety with their firearm, which, depending upon your state, you are within your legal rights to do so. But you're dealing with Democrat municipalities, Democrat DAs who do not play by the rules. And if you are white, not only DAs, AGs as well, if you are white, you are up against a different judicial system. I'm sorry to break the news to you, but that's just the way that it is. So ultimately, you're better off hiring someone who has been either deputized, someone who is a off-duty police officer, someone who has the formal training to come and guard over your personal property if you are in the line of fire. My neighborhood in the past 6 weeks has been in the direct line of fire. Thank God we have been bypassed, overlooked. We are invisible, God willing. That is what I pray for. But just in case, I'm certainly not planning to sit around my home and be a victim of a mob. And neither should you. Okay. You guys pray for me. I'll pray for you. As you can hear in my voice, I'm just as tired as you are. I'm not even angry anymore. I'm tired. I'm done. I'm done with all the talk. I'm done with the politicization of all of this. I'm done with COVID-19. I'm done with people being tattletalers on their neighbors and masks and people fighting about everything. The backbiting, the writhing. It's just not who we're supposed to be. All right. Until tomorrow, you can follow me at monicamatthews.com. Thank you for your patience. We are overhauling my website. So if you cannot find my podcast there, be patient. They'll be up hopefully by the end of the week. I also have a new clothing line coming out. I have a new merchandise for you guys that I'm very excited about. Just pray to get me over this hump this week. Just keeping it real with you guys and being honest with you. And, we're all in this together. I may be a voice for truth, but I'm a warrior just like you. I get tired just like you. You can follow me on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk, Monty Matthews. Somehow I've made it back onto my Facebook page, my professional page, at The Monica Matthews. It has not been updated. I have to figure out how to get back into my administration panel and work all that out, but I am here. I am taking your prayer requests. I do receive your emails. I do receive your comments, the good, the bad, the ugly. And you can sign up for my newsletters and my website as well. Okay. Have a good evening. Have a restful, peaceful evening. Get into your prayer closets and ask God for restoration, and beginning in your own home. Be good to your neighbor, beginning with yourself. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.
Follow Monica on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk, on Facebook at Monty Matthews.
This is How You Live Life with Monica Matthews.